Oh, don't want to miss the minute. The minute's here. I'd like to call to order the Community Center Committee meeting of tonight, and I would ask for a roll call from the staff, please.
Chair Graves.
I am here.
Vice Chair Steele.
Here.
Member Alexander.
Here.
Member Emmett.
Here.
Member Wiesen.
Here.
Fantastic. I would... it was already off. Okay, this is a this is the time for public.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Maybe it would be appropriate to introduce our new committee member.
Yeah, it would be. Thank you for that. Would you brief hello and tell us, introduce yourself to the committee. How's that?
Okay, my name's Marianne Wiesen, and I've lived here in Discovery Bay roughly 3 years. I retired 3 years ago after running nursing homes for 32 years in the Midwest, and moved out to California where there's no ice, there's no snow. There's no humidity. It's nice.
Welcome. Which is one of Chris's neighbors.
Make sure that's on. It.
Yes.
Because this thing is recorded, so just get it down there a little bit where we can hear you. Okay. Thank you for that. Thank you, staff. This is the time for public comment. If anybody has any comments that they would make like to make with regards to things about the community center that isn't on the agenda for tonight, this would be the time to step up to the microphone and address the committee.
Of course. The last two committee meetings, I've asked if the community center will continue to allow our tennis leagues to play. And we still don't have an answer if you're going to let us do that. If the committee is going to recommend to the board that we are able to do our tennis leagues.
I don't know that we have that on the... Is there someplace on the agenda where we can address that, Rick?
No, but it's... The agenda is broad enough that we can discuss it under item number one if you would like.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. And we will address that for you tonight. I apologize. Although we probably won't have a long discussion about it tonight, we probably should put it on the agenda for a more in-depth conversation, but I think we should be able to address that. Matt, did you have any updates of anything you wanted to share with us tonight? Or
I got my permits today, so the process is done, and I hope to break ground Wednesday, do demo. And I think I'm on course for that first week in June.
Mm. Very good.
Equipment's ordered. And gone.
Great. I'm glad to hear that, and look forward again to working together with you to give everybody a full range of services here in Discovery Bay.
Thank you.
Okay, if there's no other public comment, then I will close public comments. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes, staff?
Yes, and Marianne should probably abstain from the vote since she was not present during the last meeting.
After reviewing the minutes, can I get a motion to accept?
I'll motion that we approve item C1.
I second that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any conversation or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Do we have any presentations this evening, staff?
I just want to let the committee know that if there is ever a time when they would like to have their agenda packet printed out so they don't use their own paper and toner at their homes, just let us know. We will be more than happy to provide a copy for you. If there are times during the course of reading your agenda packet or things pop in your mind during the course of a week, and you just have a question, by all means, we are accessible. I believe you have our emails. If you don't, let me know. My phone, as the board knows, is on pretty much 24/7. And so I'm generally available for any questions you might have. If you want to go out and look at things, I know I can be available, and depending on the schedules of the staff, they can be available as well. So if that had never been conveyed to you, I want to make sure that you are aware of that tonight.
Thank you, staff. Let's move on to E1, and let me just start with the situation that was addressed earlier this evening and discuss among the committee let me ask staff what plans they have made. I believe that part of the plans that the staff has made is to provide time that can be designated for the for the existing club to play. That would be a time that would be convenient for them that they would reserve. But we were also planning to have free time for the community to be able to use the tennis courts at a minimal cost, a day cost, or no cost. And are we at that point yet where we can talk about that?
Yeah, the plan has never been to shut out the tennis group at all.
Well, the tennis group is different from the league.
Okay. The league play, the tennis, the people that play tennis, it was never our intention to have an implication that we would be shutting them out at any stage of the game. That was never our intention. I don't believe it was the committee's intention, if I'm going back to further meet or past meetings. And in fact, coming up in the next item in the green play draft report, it specifically discusses the tennis facility and its uses and how it can work how it can work collaboratively throughout the entire community. Depending on the needs of the community, there could be some free time, there could be some reserve time, there could be some prime reserve times for those that use it regularly. So the opportunities are there and are, like I said, are included as part of the recommendations in the report.
Comments from board members with regards to that? Yeah, Chris.
I know that in our other, like our parks, maybe we have a baseball diamonds or softball diamonds, and I think there's leagues that use those too. And I would hope that if there's leagues or clubs out there that they would, I know they've been existing, if they would make a proposal to the committee as to, timeline, number of people so we can plan for parking and staffing. And, if there's some sort of a tournament or if they're in some sort of a league or an association that so we can learn more about the tennis or the pickleball or the basketball club or the horseshoe club, wherever these leagues are. But if we get a proposal, a written proposal to the committee, then it would help us to better understand what they're a part of. And so we can communicate to the community to come and get involved with you too. So.
Actually, I would just modify that slightly and say that they should probably get those reports to staff, have staff consolidate that into a report that would then come to the committee. But I think it's a good idea, Chris, because we don't know maybe we do know when Little League plays, or maybe we do know when the soccer teams use it and if there's a conflict in schedule. I don't know if we do. We probably do. So, but I think it'd be great if we could... If we have a schedule that we could get to understand. Any comments from other committee members?
Well, I don't see why they wouldn't have their tennis league. I mean, nobody ever said that they weren't. So.
Right. Yeah. Personally, and the reason I want the committee to speak is because I don't want to speak for the committee. Personally, I've always felt that the tennis component and the pool component were, and I've spoken to staff about this many times, were the two components that were always the solid pieces that were going to stay in place. Because we have the facilities. The expense of building them is done. We have assets that we need to be used for the community. The question was always the fitness aspect of it, because that was the part that wasn't working too well into the puzzle. So, I should say the athletic club part of it. The fitness part is still going to be a component of the community center. So I personally feel and support, and I have good friends that play tennis there and are in your league. And I would have to hide if we didn't. No, just kidding. And so I feel that that's one of the strongest portions of the athletic club is the tennis side.
We've called it the racket club since the very beginning, the last 30 years.
Mm. Yeah, so,
for some of us.
Right. So I hope that helps you waylay any. Please make sure that whoever you talk to there knows that those courts are there and we want it to be used, and we want to work together with you for scheduling. And our staff will be talking, and has probably already talked to your people a bit about this. Moving on.
Am I allowed to comment? Or we go out?
Why don't you wait, and I'll call for comments on this at the end of section E1. So, staff, I'm going to now turn this back over to you, because you had also some reasons for putting this on the agenda.
Yeah,
did I hijack?
We had, just to give the committee an update, we had some pretty high winds, as you all recall, last week, and it damaged one of the light standards in the tennis court that actually had to be removed. It was in separating between court 1 and 2, and it was a double light standard. And in evaluating some of those, we're going to have to go in and either do some reinforcements to them, or we're going to need to eventually determine whether or not we're just going to move the day use only and remove the lights altogether at a point in time. So that, since that just happened, we're in the process of evaluating those light standards right now. But I know Farron was out there last week with JW Construction that came in and actually helped us remove the light pole as it was leaning. And went through and did a pretty thorough look at some of the bases and made some recommendations relative to reinforcing what's in place without replacing, if you will. So we'll get that back to you at the next meeting, give you an idea of what we might think there. But, you know, day use, night use, I'm not sure that the tennis folks can weigh in on this, certainly how much night use there really is out there. So when the time comes.
Okay.
With respect to, I have an item here just on the pool update. With, you know, I can kind of combine the two at the same along with this item, if that's okay with the committee. The swimming pool equipment has all been ordered. I spoke with both the supplier today as well as the company that's going to do the installation, and they are anticipating approximately 2 weeks out on the delivery and about 2 to 3 weeks once it's all on site to be up and running. The downside is we're hitting right now when everybody wants their pools repaired, and I told them, I said, well, you know, we're the most important people in the world right now, so nobody else really cares. And the comment was, well, we have to fix the Boy Scouts pool. You don't want them to not have a pool, do you? And I said, no, of course not. We want them to have a pool, but we want ours first.
Boy Scouts can go out in the forest and swim in the lake, can't they?
What was the calendar on that?
Yeah, is there a date?
I do not have a date. I asked them for that, and the materials are in the process from their ordering them, depending on their timelines, and so I asked for a schedule, and I didn't get that before tonight's meeting. But I did get verbally, it's about 2 to 3 weeks out. On that same subject, we initiated last week our efforts to hire lifeguards, and thank you, Amanda, for posting that. We got a few people that came from her updates on the internet on that. We've sent it to Brentwood, the city of Brentwood, to try and siphon away some of their lifeguards who might want to work and do double duty. We've also sent it out to Liberty and Heritage High Schools. We've gotten some calls from there as well. So if you know of anybody that's interested and wants to be a lifeguard, we reached out to some of the swim team leagues and that sort of thing as well. So we're starting to get a little bit of response to that, and hopefully we'll have a little army of lifeguards here in the next couple months. So with respect to the operation of the center itself, I think that people are aware of beginning to find out that Delta Valley is moving in across the street. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the agenda. And I know a couple people have decided that they are going to no longer use our site, and they're just going to move on at this point in time. And so that is, I don't think we've lost too many that way, but a couple of them, if I'm not mistaken, Sue.
Yes.
So we will probably see some leakage here once I believe the newspaper makes their advertisement. They're going to be, if I'm not mistaken, you've got some advertising coming out with them. I talked to them today, and they're going to be writing an article on it next week, I believe.
Next week, yes.
Next week. So how that's going to impact us is yet to be determined. And, in fact, this committee still has to make a recommendation as to how they want to proceed past June 30th, whether they want to continue to proceed in its current operational status or something different, and that is on the agenda under item E4. With respect to the just overall use, things are operationally nothing has really changed. We open up the coffee bar in there, giving you free coffee in the morning, but other than that, things are, you know, picking up, cleaning up. Do you have any questions?
Did the hours change at all?
The hours have not changed, but we do have an item on tonight's agenda for you to consider that. We did have one night we had to close. We had someone called in sick. We had to close at 8 o'clock instead of 9:30 one day last week.
Staff, I would swimming pool update and status report, to me, was more or less just letting us know where things were with the equipment and the rehabilitation of the pool. But in going through the green play presentation, I would like to have an agenda item to discuss hours of operation for the pool and purpose of the pool on its own merit, and not just as part of the committee going forward, because I think that the scheduling that I see that Green Play is recommending is all around when kids are going to use the pool, and we're a full-service community here, and when kids are at school, it's a great time for seniors to use the pool. And if we're only opening it up based on what school's hours are, then I don't think we're really servicing the entire community. So I'd like to address that in a future agenda item.
We certainly do that. Just so you know, that was from at our recommendation to him. So that wasn't theirs, that was ours.
That even gives me greater concern. in a good way. Okay, is that all you have for E1?
Yes.
Okay, item E2, review draft Green Play and LLC conversion, Green Play's conversion plan. And staff, I'll let you delve into this.
Thank you. The draft report was received by us, by staff, on Friday morning. So you got it almost as soon as we did. I had a chance to review it, make a few edits to it before it got sent out to you. As a result, I'm not sure if you've had a chance to read it and get into it. I've gotten into it. I've had a chance to read it pretty thoroughly. But what I would recommend we do with this report is, if you have suggestions, comments, recommendations this evening, by all means, pass them on. We can discuss them right now. But what I would really like to have is a much more thorough, in-depth discussion on this at the next meeting, almost to vote the meeting to this, because this is really the meat and potatoes of what is going to be moving forward, depending on what other actions the committee takes this evening. So, as recommendations back to the full board. But we are certainly ready to accept any comments, suggestions, recommendations this evening. I thought the report was actually a pretty good report. It was interesting when going through it, it was like very commonsensical. A lot of what they were recommending made sense, just might not have hit, we might not have thought about some of those things, because that's not what we've been in the business of doing all these years. So it was good to see that, okay, we're not hopefully up against something that is going to become too much of a challenge for us, that we should be able to move it forward. So with that, it's a fairly comprehensive report with a number of exhibits and attachments with some recommendations. I actually kind of like the one recommendation where we recommend that you allow youth to have, I forget what they called it, but almost play dollars, where they can volunteer some of their time and work at the facility. In exchange, they get credits, so they can get free swim play or maybe get a free class or something like that. So
Well,
about the entire maintenance, we can certainly get some of it. Yeah. There's some chemicals and things we wouldn't want them to be handling, but certainly there are opportunities there that might be available to do some of that work. So I thought that was pretty out of the box, and obviously they've used it somewhere else. I was not comfortable with it when I first read it, and I made a phone call to Pat, and we spent some time discussing it. So when it was completed, I was pretty comfortable with it. So if there's any questions that you guys have that we want to talk about now, or if there's anything that any comments that you might have.
Well, they thought one thing was, I don't know, startling, but they actually came out and said it, to remove the athletic all the equipment and start right away.
We talked about that, and I actually, I believe that the language was, there was an either or. It was if you decide to do this, it was set up that way based upon recognizing that it's our decision, we discussed it. Obviously, we asked some questions as to what the future use is going to be now that there's another competitor coming in across the street. And I said, well, that decision has not been made yet, has not been completely determined at this point in time. Therefore, We can't jump to a conclusion that that is indeed the case until the committee and the board eventually take that final, make that final determination. So.
Is the committee at this point, and I know that one member of the committee probably isn't quite as prepared, but she may be more prepared than I. I don't know. Wanting to discuss this thing kind of piece by piece tonight, or do you need more time to review it? We want to schedule another meeting very soon, like next Monday night, to really hammer this thing out and look at what the options are here, or are we ready to talk about this tonight? It's a decision of the committee, I think, at this point.
I'd like time to review.
Yeah, it came out last Friday to us. I happen to work Saturday, and I have to go on a Sunday off. So,
Can I get a hard copy of it, of the green plate from out?
Is anybody else? You guys probably already printed one out. Well, we didn't get that because we get it online.
We have an urgency, though. We've got a budget coming up here. So.
Sure. I would suggest that we schedule this for thorough discussion at a meeting a week from tonight, if that's okay with if the committee's available on the 22nd. Is that right? 15 and 7?
Yep.
And
Mr. Chair, if I can, we've got a huge event on Saturday that's going to be taking up a lot of staff's time. And while this report is done, I just would like to maybe, if we could, maybe push it back even just one day or maybe another week.
Well, okay. All we need to do is review it, the committee.
Hold on. Let's just address staff's concern.
I just, you know.
So are you saying the 23rd looks better for you, Tuesday night?
I'm just thinking that we're all going to be pretty wiped out on.
We want to go out another week, though. I can't do it on the
29th.
If we just leave it at this, I think it would be okay. If we add more to the agenda, it's going to be problematic.
What I was thinking is that we would really just be addressing this report. Okay. It'd almost be a workshop format. Mm-hmm. And we would just be addressing this report. Let's not add any other agenda items if we need to schedule them. But I don't have any problem with the 23rd. I don't know. I'm open on Tuesday evening. Is anybody else?
I have a chance.
The
21st,
the 22nd is fine.
Okay.
Can we do a workshop?
Well, so let's put that when we talk about item 9. We'll schedule at that time. For a moment. Getting old, man. Okay. I'm sorry. I've lost my train of thought. So we'll move on the agenda to item E3, please. I don't know anything about this, so I'm sure you do. Okay.
We've noticed a trend relative to the hours of operation, and attached to the report, you can see the hours of operation, the time of day, that is the usage time of day, as well as the number of people that are using it during those different hours. And it's, if you go by the hour of the day, the check-in history one, on the iPad, it's page 77, I think. And I'm not sure which page it is in the packet, I'm sorry. But you can see that there's not a lot of people that are checking in after 8 o'clock at night. And on Saturdays, it's primarily dying down at 3 in the afternoon, and on Sunday, it's about 1 in the afternoon. Staff would recommend that we reduce our hours from 9:30 p.m. Monday through Friday to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, and from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, and 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sundays. we're paying people just to sit in an empty building, right, at this point.
Why are we offering?
What's that?
I don't know what, I think, anyway, that's my turn to talk, I'm sorry.
It could be.
There are...
Can it be addressed by having it by well, no, by appointment doesn't even work, because you have somebody on roll call available to do it, don't you?
It doesn't seem like it's a profitable business to be in, and we're not skilled at it. I wonder why we're in the business anymore right now. So that's my question.
Over the month of in 1 month's period, we only had 6 people show up after 8 p.m. I just think that the membership that has the hours that we adopted were the same hours that they had operated. And they previously, and they had originally had a much larger clientele than they did when we took over ownership. I don't think it's that we've done anything incorrectly or wrong. I just believe that it's the number of people just aren't going in the evenings. Matt may have a different opinion on that or a rationale for that, but since he's in that business. But it looks like that in the evenings at 8 p.m. it really slows down significantly. Up until 8 o'clock, it's relatively steady. Slows down in the middle of the day, and it pops back up. And then on weekends, again, it's very slow. On the weekends, after 3 on Saturdays and 1 p.m. on Sundays. So we would recommend, staff would be looking to the committee and be suggesting that the committee might consider recommending the board that we adjust our hours. We roll them back a little bit during the week, an hour and a half during the week, and 4 hours on Sundays and 6 hours on, 4 hours on Saturdays and 6 hours on Sundays.
Discussion by the committee?
Seems like it makes sense.
Yeah, I'm going to throw in my 5 cents worth.
We'll give you change.
Okay. A lot of the actual community centers, aren't even open on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And if they are open, it's for a particular event that they have staff there. But right now, you're in transition.
Right.
So you're kind of in a difficult spot versus most community centers, because you've got the athletic component, which most of them don't have. So I agree with abbreviated hours based on what the need is currently, and see what you evolve to.
You on board with the? Here's the situation, guys. We just need to. We recommended to the board that we leave things status quo. If we're going to change our recommendation, this is just really an administrative function. We need to decide if we're going to take staff's recommendation, and then if we do, then we will make that recommendation to the board of directors, so then they can modify their arrangement, which was to keep things status quo. So it's really, this is kind of an administrative function that we're talking about here right now.
The board gave us policy direction to maintain existing
based hours on our recommendation.
Correct. And if we're going to go back and change that, I don't have the authority to change. The board gave me the authority to do so, but they did not make any changes.
The committee would like to have you put together a modified schedule that can be then recommended to the board in order to make it to minimize staff time and costs.
The recommendation says that staff seeking committee input and recommends the K Club program be eliminated.
We'll get to the K Club in
things.
A second.
Oh, okay. I understand.
This is just
for the hours. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm two different items. Sorry.
That's okay. It's the same agenda report, two different items.
Okay.
So do you need anything more from us, staff?
I'd like to get a recommendation.
Okay. Is there a motion to recommend a modification of the hours?
I'll make a recommendation. We modify the hours as staff suggests.
So that would be 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 5:30, right, Sue?
Yes.
Monday to Friday, 7 to 3 Saturdays, and 7 to 1 on Sundays. 5 a.m. Sorry. 7 to 3 Saturdays, 7 to 1 on Sundays.
Okay, motion's been made and second. Is there any further discussion?
Is there a question for public comment on that?
Sure.
With regard to you,
why don't you come up here, Amanda?
Thanks, Amanda. Just with regard to the pool, is what I'm thinking, is as we move into the summer hours, The use of the pool, both by seniors and by families, goes a little later into the day. So when we make an adjustment about the hours going forward, sure, it's not being used right now after 3 o'clock on Saturdays and Sundays, but I'll tell you, Saturdays and Sundays, once it hits June 1, it really increases. I've been a member for 15 years, and, you know, it's like, I'm not a workout queen, but I'll tell you, we use that pool. And so, and I'm a member of the Seven Day Athletic Club now, but I will still use that pool with my family. And so, just a thought, you know, as we move forward with our hours, how we adjust those. And I know my mom's a member, and she does, you know, the aqua aerobics with the seniors and all that. And so those are hours that do get used on the weekends. So rather than a permanent solution, maybe this is a temporary hour adjustment based on seasonal operations. Yeah.
That's great. And Amanda, you just came in. You just missed our discussion on that. So just,
I'm sorry.
That's
okay.
I know there's a P6 going on. You just missed our discussion, and actually we're bringing the pool hours on discussion. This is strictly on the athletic club at this component at this point through the end of June. And then everything's going to be changing.
Okay. P6. Thanks,
probably.
Guys.
Thank you for
thank
that.
Thank you.
Am I correct?
All right.
Okay.
A motion and a second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion by the public or the board? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I think that was unanimous.
The second item I have on that is the kids' club. And the very first page after the agenda report shows that from March 25th, it was a week. During a two-week time frame between March 25th and April 1st, there were four families that made themselves that availed to the service, as well as to the trainers. Since that time, one of the families that has used it six times since we've owned it is no longer a member, and so that drops it. Of 11 children whose parents have availed themselves of service, seven of them,
was that family?
Same child, two children over and over, seven times are now gone. And we pay a staff member how many hours a day there, Sue, to cover kids' club?
It's, I think, seven a day during the week and then four on the weekends.
And it's not... It is a situation that is costing significant money, and we can save significant dollars if we were to eliminate the service. It's a nice service to have. I think if you had a membership that was hundreds of people in the membership, 400 or 500, it might be more beneficial to have that. But at this point in time, we don't. The instructors are using it for their kids, and now there's one other family.
So. Okay. My only concern, and it doesn't mean it's a cost-effective thing to address, but my concern is that the trainer, that is somebody spoken to the trainer that this is possible, the possibility of eliminating that, so, and that, would they still be able to perform their duties as a trainer? Is this a trainer, or is this a teacher?
An instructor.
Of a program or of the weights? Of the athletic club or of the?
A class.
Like class, a thank
class.
You.
Teacher class.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's what I was trying to. So has anybody discussed this with that particular individual and understanding that this may go away and leave them with a situation they need to deal with? Not
have,
that I've suggested.
Have you had conversations with them?
No, I have not.
Just a question. Okay. Although I'm not in any way insinuating that it would preclude us making a decision, I just thinking out of consideration for that person that teaches the class that we need to give them a heads up that before we take, or at least a lead time or something, I don't know. What's your recommendation, staff?
We're paying $10 an hour for 7 hours a day times 5 days a week for two instructors' children that are getting paid to teach classes there. From here on out.
So what's your recommendation?
Our recommendation is we terminate the kids' club program.
I know tennis people. There's a tennis person that uses the kids' club.
There are two families that use it that are not instructors.
Okay.
They've used it.
A discussion by the committee or comments by the committee on the recommendation from staff.
It doesn't seem cost effective for right now, but I mean, maybe someday we're going to stay at it. Seems, yeah, too much for us as well.
Can I comment on this? There are some operational things that we should think about as well. We haven't got our fingerprinting checks done. There are some things with kids and that we're not prepared for at this time. So not only does it financially not make sense, but until we're prepared for those background checks and the legal parts of a kids club, it makes sense, you know, from multiple standpoints right now.
Can I just want to clarify, so people who we would hire to have be in the kids club have to go through the background checks?
Everybody at the community center who works with children will have to go
through. If I may have to level you up.
Matt,
you run a child's care program.
Yes.
Do you go through the same stuff?
Yes. Background checks.
Yeah. They don't have kids anymore. Okay.
Checking in, then. The whole deal, yeah.
Okay.
It's not comparable.
Okay.
It's on a big scale. It's kind of like part of the big package, like Rick was saying.
I just take a comment. I think that let's put the service on inactive mode, and if we bring it back into to the fold at a future time. But right now, it doesn't sound like we have all of our ducks in order to make a fully operational daycare center.
Point of order for staff, just for my clarification purposes, the responsibility of this committee is to make a to take a vote and give guidance to the board to make that decision, or can we make that decision?
The board should make it, but I think that this is a little bit different than the last item. This is more of an operational during the course of a business day versus shutting down hours. So there's a little bit of a difference there.
The board's never taken ownership of the programs that are being offered there, and that this is
right.
A program that we offer there.
Right.
Okay, did you have a motion, Chris?
Do we do public comment on that?
Sure.
I would maybe recommend a split shift so that you do have daycare when we do offer the classes in the morning, because every now and then, and you will be getting more members, hopefully, that will be coming to the classes, and you will need daycare, maybe the morning 8 to noon, and maybe when we have classes at night. And that person can do other things at the community center, probably, or just do a split shift. Have somebody hired just for the time that we're having classes and that we have tennis people.
How many hours a day are we paying somebody currently?
In the mornings from 8 till noon, and then in the evenings from 5 to 8.
Is that
so? It's already in a split shift situation,
okay.
And still we're only catering, unfortunately.
I think there's, I don't know where the numbers are coming from, because I know that there's more people.
Right.
Are we using a licensed child care provider for our services?
No, we're using young adults.
Okay. I think that we're hanging a big liability out there, and I think we should terminate the project immediately, make that recommendation to the board president. So I don't like the liability of it.
You are 100% correct.
It's different from daycare. I mean, it's different from daycare because the parents are still on site, so the rules are a little different.
Oh, okay.
But
all public agencies are exempt from child care licensing, actually.
Mm.
Right. The people who come to use community center to do the classes, they will need child care.
Well, but I don't question that. What I question is the fact that there's only two families that are...
There's more than that. I personally know
well,
more.
Well, we have the statistics based
well,
on the people that...
Coming from. I know where there's more.
That have signed in, and I don't know how we can dispute that, correct? I mean, these were what have signed up and used that room in the back of the facility, and... over how what was the time period that we kept these statistics? How many weeks is that?
I'm going to say it was during the last month, but I'm not positive on the exact date. But one of the child care or the staff who watches the kids made this.
My concern is communicating this to the people that are using it. If this committee does recommend that we eliminate the program, my concern is communicating that to those as soon as possible so they can make arrangements, and it really is an economic thing. It's a matter of, again, having 13,000 people subsidize two families, and we have issues with that from a legal standpoint.
One of the things I would ask the committee to consider as you look through the green play and look into future programming is that instead of maybe doing a daycare option or a drop-in, that we program kids' classes at the same time as adults' classes, so that maybe we can get them both into a class at the same time instead of the daycare situation. Mm-hmm. So I believe that's something that we've looked at and discussed and would be in there, but that may be another way of allowing parents to still come and enroll their kid into something more active than maybe watching a movie or playing with some blocks.
The chair makes a good point. I would recommend that we notify those that have been using the service that it will end a week from today on the 22nd of April.
Like most employers even give their people 2 weeks' notice. You need to give them some notice.
Thank you. We've had your input. We understand. I would ask for if there's a motion from the board to accept staff's recommendation. Staff, give your recommendation one more time, please.
That we would notify those. We would notify our customers, folks who use the facility, and specifically reach out to those people that use the daycare, the kids club service, that we would be ending it next Monday, basically next Sunday through the rest of this week, and that we would put it on hold. We wouldn't necessarily eliminate it, but we would put it on hold, at least terminate it for the time being, with always the option that if the demand warranted, we could always bring it back.
Anybody willing to make that motion?
I'll make that motion.
So the motion's been made that we take staff's recommendation. Okay, any further discussion from anybody? Now would be a good time.
It's not me. I just know my friends that use it, and it's a lot more than the statistics are saying.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries, but with the caveat that please, you know, I also don't want it to impact 20 other people because we have a trainer that can't train, and so 20 people that are in her class now can't be taught. So we need to be proactive in how we address those issues. So I'm going to rely on staff to do that and make sure that it's handled in a way that's accommodating and professionally done with everybody involved, but especially with those that are coming in and working there.
Sir, were you here for the P6 meeting?
It's next door.
It's next door, Rick, to the school. It's over.
It got moved.
I didn't get that much.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured the same thing.
I didn't realize he's actually one of the committee members.
Oh. He's kind of wondering why his seat's full, probably.
I do have a question. How many people did you say you have? Because I'll have my friends come and talk to Sue at the front desks that they do use it.
Why don't you put them in contact with me?
Okay.
Okay, item E4.
As the committee is aware, and as Matt just indicated, Delta Valley is on schedule to open a facility at 1520 Discovery Bay Boulevard sometime in the first couple weeks in June, as I understand it. The committee, its staff, the board gave direction to continue the operations that we inherited when we purchased the facility through June 30th. It provided us with a budget to do that. It provided us with the ability to do that. And so we've been moving forward. We've been continuing on with that, as you're aware. And as things pop up, we bring them to you and we talk about them like we just did. One of the plans we were working towards was to continue the fitness component of the entire community center operation, which is the weights and the machines and the ellipticals, was to continue that operation through and into the next fiscal year. When Delta Valley came in a couple weeks ago and noted that they were going to be opening up their Fitness Express facility, I guess. that would have an impact on us, and would it drain, would it provide a drain for our users going across the street to his facility? Probably. So there's a lot of members there that are, I think, believe that have dual memberships. And so the thought was that, you know, that kind of put staff in a little bit of a position, a little bit of a pickle, because we were working towards one thing and all of a sudden that changed potentially. So what we're looking for tonight, so I go to the board Wednesday night with, is the committee's recommendation relative to future fitness at the community center. Not classes, not aerobics, but coming in the building and using workout equipment, using weights, using machines. Is that something that this committee would want to continue operating, or is it something that they want to, that they would recommend that not continue and not compete with the business across the street? So we're really looking to that, because that's going to depend on how we develop our budgets moving forward.
Discussion by the board. It's a good time for you to talk, Paul.
I've got an awful dilemma with this, in all kinds of respects. First of all, I mean, I think certainly a large number of the people who come to use the facility come because the equipment is there. Take away the equipment, offer only classes. Their alternative is to go over and use Matt's facility. Maybe they don't want to do that. Okay? Now they got to go somewhere else. So we really just killed, okay, what I consider to be half of the reason for why the center is there to begin with, right? You want to continue to offer classes, you become a fee-based only type of a scenario, right? You want to have a pool, you make it a fee-based only scenario, fine. It just becomes a fee-based place to go and you've got something else that you want to particularly take advantage of. I think it's going to be taken very badly by the community overall. I also have a concern, and I know that Matt's very good at what he does. You've got an excellent operation over in Brentwood, and you expect to make this one work really well, too. But guess what? What if you fall on your face, right? What if this thing doesn't fly? What are you going to do? Bring back the equipment again, start over, and put it back in the community center? I've got a whole lot of problems with it. And I'm not saying that I agree with either way, but I'm really stuck on this one. I don't know what to do. I think it's damn hard. I don't know.
One of the considerations that was presented early on was we're going to get to some of the layouts a little bit later. But one of the things that we had discussed was, you know, opening up, acquiring the site and running it as a community center. Mm-hmm. And if we wanted to do that, we couldn't do that with fitness equipment in the room. In the rooms, we could not mm-hmm. We couldn't run an arts and crafts class. We couldn't have a meeting like this in there. We couldn't have, senior nutrition type classes, things that are near and dear to Mary Ann's heart. Mm-hmm. We couldn't offer those in there because we were just lacking space. So one of the considerations was that we could potentially have an annex, if you will, outside in another separate building that would come in, and it could provide the fitness equipment in that location, thereby freeing up the building that's currently there for renovation to be used as a community center. The fire station next door poses some potential intrigue with that as well. Is it maybe for sale? It could be that could have been an option. I think that if Matt's operation were to not do well and unfortunately he had to close up shop, I think I would still have to ask myself if most community centers don't have fitness equipment in them. Now, that's not to say that some don't, because a lot of them do, and those are usually in places where there's not fitness centers, which is kind of like we have here in Discovery Bay. So your point is very valid. It's a very legitimate concern. But from staff's perspective, we really kind of are looking for your direction so that we can bring it to the board as to whether or not we would continue on with that, knowing that if we were to do that, we would have to probably be investing in a in another building besides the one we already have.
And I agree with exactly what you said. And as I said, I think it's a very difficult situation to be in. As long as the equipment is in the facility, I look at it as a health club. We can call it what we want, call it a community center, and I know you'll kill me by calling it a health club, but it's a health club, all right? It hasn't become a community center yet. If you want it to be a community center, then get out of the health club business. That's my opinion. Get rid of the equipment. Continue to keep the fee-based classes, all right? Just as if you would offer a class in pottery or art or calligraphy, all right? And shut it down. Effective, hopefully commensurate, maybe with a little overlap from when Matt brings his facility in, but I would like to see something whereby, and I'm sure Matt has something on his plan for this, that members who've been participating in this facility we've had for years and years might be able to take advantage of his at some transitional cost or simplified membership methodology that you might be able to put in place.
Our fees are going to mirror pretty close to where you guys are at, and we're going to offer the Brentwood facility until ours is open on the pre-sale side of it. Uh-huh. And my membership base coming from this demographic is large enough to support it on its own, just on an additional club, add-on club, uh-huh. I believe. It's hard for me to I try to spread it in all different ways. I just don't know how it's going to turn out, but I'm totally committed. So I've signed a lease and spent over $100,000 already. Mm-hmm. So I'm committed to making it work, whether it's so-so or not. Mm-hmm. But I get you have good points.
Diane?
Well, it's just the whole issue of not having any room to do all the things that community center is supposed to do. You know, like you said, we're still kind of an athletic club because of all that. So, and he's already very, Matt's already very successful, it seems to me, that probably has a very good chance of, I mean, when a person joins one in Brentwood, they're automatically a member of this place, too?
It's going to be an added fee. You'll have the option to add it on. So you can have a solo membership here, or a dual membership. So I don't know how many people they're going to want the dual membership, want both, or just the husband wants this one and the wife stays with the kids out there, or how it's all going to wash out. How many new members altogether we're going to get? I suspect there's a few traveling past us to Anytime Fitness and In Shape. They're going to like the location. I just can't put a number on it. I don't know. I just don't know. I know the members that I have from this radius, a 3-mile radius alone, if 50% of those had a dual membership, it would support it for what I'm doing of the first phase.
A good portion of some of them that are at the current facility have that same dual membership. They're paying double fees to be a member of out here in your place at the same time.
I don't know how many.
Oh. I know a few. Where's my keychain? I think I got a couple of things on mine. Marianne.
Well, I'm in agreement. I belong to your club and swim there, and you're very successful. You have a wonderful operation. I can't see him not being successful here. And from, you know, I'm relatively new to the community, but from the people in Lions Club and that, from what I hear, they want a community center. And right now you can't use it for anything. It's totally tied up with equipment, so you can't have any programs in there other than exercise. And in my mind, that's truly not what a community center is supposed to be about.
Chris?
I'm excited for what's going to happen across the street. I like having the idea of a community center with the fitness the weight training equipment, but I also am hungry for those other activities. I know my friends want to have activities in that building. The only way I would say we're going to keep the equipment around is if we added an additional building to the property, some sort of portable rig like we had talked about earlier in the year. And that would have to be such a low budget cost that for the board to even consider that. So I'm anxious to go into the next phase of making this a full-blown community center and not just a health club or whatever you want to call it. So.
Let me just make a couple of comments. First of all, I've been on the board for a little over 3 years, I think, now at this point, and we've been talking about a community center ever since being on. We've looked at probably three different pieces of property just in the short period of time that I've been on the board, and they've been looking at property for 20 years out here for a community center. So the fact is the piece of property we bought happened to have a fitness center on it. But none of those other pieces of property that we ever looked at were we ever considering having a health club. It was going to be a community center. So just by way of a little bit of history, I would point that out, that one of the reasons we have an athletic club that we're making this decision, because we purchased a facility that was already an athletic club. Secondly, if somebody who has been successful I have to defer to somebody who does it for a profession, and if I'm concerned about whether or not he's going to succeed, then I'm extremely concerned about whether or not we would succeed as a fitness center, because God bless our staff for adapting to the situation that we put them in when we bought that piece of property. But that wasn't their profession prior to us attaining this thing. I'm saying they've done a great job, but this is not our bailiwick either. And I would be I really appreciate the fact that, and let's not forget that Matt wasn't the only one that was interested in doing something out here. There's interest in setting up a for-profit athletic club in Discovery Bay, and Matt's a sharp and quick guy, and he got it at the ground floor, and good for him, because I want to work with him. But I really, Paul, would defer to your last comment, and that is, if we're not going to do it, let's get the heck out of it. Mm-hmm. And I think that personally, as one member of the committee, I echo those sentiments. Let's get the heck out of the athletic club business, and let's get into program management. Let's get into complementing what's happening. He's never going to have tennis courts. Matt's never going to have a swimming pool. He may have some other programs that may overlap with ours, but I think that in the transitional period, we'll be able to work with that. And I personally feel that we should get into the community center business and out of the athletic club business. And that would mean wholesaling all our equipment or whatever the staff recommends we do with the equipment. But not until there's a place for other people to go. Because remember, at the very beginning, when I recommended to the board that they please allow us 3 months to get our arms around the athletic club and just fund something that was losing money, I said it on the basis that I didn't want to just throw people out with no place to go because there isn't anything that close. Well, Matt kind of came to our rescue. And so my recommendation, or my thoughts on it are, let's do exactly that. Let's get out of the athletic club business. Let's get in the community center business. Do we need to have more discussion? Yeah, absolutely. Public comment.
I am so sorry.
Let me point out a couple things.
I am so glad you're raising
it. The other properties we look at didn't have a fitness center. It wasn't the plan for the community center. That's because we already had a fitness center.
Right.
Which is, we have access to a trailer that is no cost. We already have the equipment. With the measly 100 people we have, it does bring in $7,000. So you're throwing out that $7 that's going to help support the community center. It's a community center with a fitness component. You'll have a class component. You'll have a cooking component. You'll have a bingo component. It's a component. It's in a trailer that runs itself and brings in something. People want to come to a class and be able to use the equipment. They don't want to go use the equipment and go across the street for class. They want it together. Maybe you should be open for public comment at Earth Day and not just make a vote right now.
I'm not sure that we're making any plans to dispose of anything at this point, so that's a good point. Very well brought up. But I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate those comments. The only thing with regards to the $7,000, though, and I hate to get into whatever it is, it doesn't pay that amount of money doesn't pay for the staffing. That's the problem. The staffing is what costs us the money. And in order to have an athletic center, you have to staff it. You have to staff it the hours it wants to, it needs to be used, which aren't complementary to what a community center hours are.
Well,
and that's where it operates at a loss. And that's where it operates at a loss. And that's where I feel that the board will be hesitant to go on to continue. Because remember, our decision is only to make recommendations to the board of directors, who will then decide whether or not it's going to move forward or not. Mm-hmm. It helps if we're unanimous in our and we're all on the same page when we make recommendations to the board. But we have from the board perspective that Chris and I sit on, we have legal looking at what we are allowed to do and what we are not allowed to do with regards to using funds to pay for a very small portion of the population to use it. So there's some legal issues that we're looking at also. But we have an Earth Day coming up in 6 days, 5 days, probably too soon. And we're going to have a table there that's going to represent the community center. And I think that we will be able to take comments. I have to stop talking. The yellow light went on.
Oh, I was going to turn it off.
That's a great idea, though. I think
people
that
really want
the
to
comments,
be able to go do the class and be in the same building.
Well, and that's and staffing will be the issue.
We can reduce the staff. It's overstaffed.
I have a question. What you were talking about this portable place? It's free. Where does that come from? And also, is it? I mean, I would think all that equipment's very heavy. The floor of a portable unit, can it handle something like that? Isn't there?
That was in the architectural plans.
That was looked into, and that's something that can be addressed. But I think that staff has heard the comments by the board, by the committee. Excuse me, I keep using those words synonymously. Has heard the comments from the committee, and I did want to present a forum here for us to discuss that. And decide at some point, future point. And I remember we're having a meeting after Earth Day, so if you guys, you know, if 400 people come up to the table and say, we want an athletic club, screw Matt Ellison, then he may be in trouble. But I say that facetiously, you know. You too. You volunteer to help him.
He's bailed.
He's bailed. Yeah.
Are you bailing?
Eventually it will.
I got to throw pies in there.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Can I have one more public comment?
Please come up. Yes.
Filling out the yellow speaker card and a little more formality.
No, we're very loose.
My name's Chris. I've been in the area about a year, but I wanted to give you a little bit of my experience in the public recreation. That's what I do. I'm actually the director for the YMCA out in Pleasanton, Dublin, and Snow. And we actually had the same decision to make 3 years ago. We got a new facility in Dublin, and it was, do we do the traditional YMCA? Would we bring the equipment in here and make it a gym? That's kind of what people think of when they think of the Y. Or do we make it kind of a community center, a place it can do a lot of things. And we brought in a lot of people that told us a lot of different things, and ultimately we decided to make it a community center, and it was the best decision that we made. So I 100% support you moving forward with what sounds like is going to be your recommendation. I think it gives you the ability to offer something for every aspect of your community, not just those that are going to use the athletic equipment. It lets you do, as you said, workshops. It lets you do things for seniors. Nutrition, things for, you know, the toddlers and their moms. It really opens up, and with that big, heavy equipment and a finite amount of space, it just really limits what you can do in that building. And I think especially when you have someone across the street that you trust, that you know can serve those, there's no reason to be his competitor and run him out of business. That's not why we're here. We want to serve as many people as we can. It takes all of us to be able to do it, and I think the community center approach is the right way to go. Absolutely.
Before you leave, you fill out that yellow slip and please give your name and phone number.
And your email address.
I was I know Rick? I used to work for City Tracy Rec Supervisor, so I've been around, so we should definitely connect.
Come to every meeting.
thank you for your input and your background. I appreciate that very much. Okay, I think we've... we're not in a position to make a decision tonight.
Because I want to be able to go to the board so that we can start to notify our folks that when DBAC opens across the street, that we would be that's going to be taking place. We want to give enough advance notice. But one of the things that I did want to mention is that, you know, we're not necessarily getting rid of the equipment right away. It's not going to be something that's going to be happening right today. And your point's well taken in the fact that there are people that you like, and some instructors like to teach a class and they do kind of a circuit where they go and do some equipment, that sort of thing. You know, if there's not a fitness center in a community center where those classes are being taught, they don't have that option. But since we do have some equipment that we're not, that might be worth holding on to, that opportunity may present itself in the future. So that we may be able to put back in some very limited. I know some of the tennis players before they like to go play tennis, like to get on the treadmill for 5 minutes or so. That something like that might be something that can stay in the future. But I would suggest at least at this point in time, we go ahead and let the folks know that what the recommendation is.
I'll make a motion.
Sure.
I'd like to make a motion that we direct staff to direct the or to make the recommendation to the board that we cease weight training equipment use after June 30th and until further notice.
Can I modify that?
I
would really like to say that we eliminate the fitness center as the prime function of the community center after June 30th, because you brought up a good point. If we could get a facility, auxiliary room cheap enough where we could put some weights in there and still accommodate both, I think we should leave that option open. I don't know that would be an issue with Matt or not be an issue with Matt, because it would only be used with the programs. It would not be a fee-based.
I would not recommend weights. I would not recommend the circuit machines. I'm thinking more.
So let's just stick with the motion. It's not complicated.
What do you call that?
Aerobic, group X.
No.
I didn't say cardio. That's probably have outdoors. So.
So let's just stick with the motion that was made by Director Steele, and that is that after the 30th, the fitness component go away.
The inside fitness.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. More discussion. Any further discussion from the public? From the board? Hearing none. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries.
As
tough stuff we're doing, you guys.
Part of that same item you had before you, a few 11 by 17 sheets. This is, when it says draft, it is really, really draft. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to be rolling out a two-year budget this year, transitioning from a one-year budget into a two-year budget. And so what we did is we went ahead and we're working on a budget that had the fitness equipment in there. And had classes in there, that sort of thing. So with the anticipation of the decision this evening, I asked Dean, our finance manager, to pull back on what she was doing and give me an option as a very preliminary cut. This is, I think it rolled off the printer late this afternoon. And so what I would like to be able to do is to, I just want to let you know that we're working on things. The budget's being developed, it's in preparation, and that we will be coming back with a more, as each meeting comes up and as we get the different meetings, we'll have more budgetary information for you as we move it forward, as we drill down into some of the numbers and dial them into place, that sort of thing. But just want to let you know that there is a budget in place, and this budget, as it's being formulated right now, is being formulated without the fitness component in there, in anticipation of tonight's action. So,
And I would encourage,
and I would really encourage you not to, you know, I mean, like I said, this is very first cut, first rough draft.
And understanding that, though, I would recommend that the board, that the committee. Take a good look at this budget, and part of it, we could have, we could, and any thing that you see is lacking or needs to be addressed may or may not come out in a further budget, but take a look at it and be something to be discussed at the next meeting and give a guidance to staff on things that you think that you want to include in that budget also. It's a piece to start with and work from. Rick, are we at E6 or am I like?
We are E5.
E5.
Moving forward on that one, Sue has been in the process of contacting, and some of them have been contacting her, some of the different types of classes that we might be able to offer moving into the future. The next item, I'm going to bring some suggested recommendations, some suggestions that might form into a recommendation to you. But Sue, real briefly, can you kind of give an update on some of the types of classes and some of the types of vendors, if you will, that you've been talking to that have been contacting you
sure.
as well?
Sure. I contacted a local ballroom dance or dance type.
Sue, I'm going to ask you to go up that microphone up there and speak with you because I do believe that this is being recorded. Is it not?
Yeah. She's probably uncomfortable speaking in front of a microphone.
I've contacted a local dance instructor that teaches ballroom dancing and that type of dancing, and she's very interested. And also arts and crafts teacher for young kids and preteens and teens. And in the past, I contacted earlier this year, just trying to get the information, a local instrument like guitar and piano type instructor. Good results.
And we've also reached out to all the instructors and they've been returning to us with information. Yes, if they would, you know, if it does shut down the fitness, they still want to continue. For the most part, I haven't seen any that haven't indicated that. I don't know if you've heard anything.
I haven't seen anything like that.
So we got an email this morning or this afternoon, excited about ongoing operations. So with respect to her program. I should say. So just unsure of how it's going to play out from a fee base collection to how it's going to benefit them. But so we are working on that. Again, those are some of those things that have been just recently on the cusp of changing because the direction started to change a little bit. And remember, we got into this thing. It was the direction seems to be changing. Been very fluid, and we're starting to drill it down a little bit more. And so we should have some more as we go on, some more recommendations. And we're also looking to any of you that might have suggestions and ideas for different types of classes. Matt, you might have some ideas for us as well. And we are certainly open to that. You might have some suggestions for us.
Committee member Steele has his pin in the air.
Yeah, I was just wondering. Do we have any summer programming yet for outdoor or for kids activities? As of June 7th, the kids are out of school, and I don't know if there's any summer classes or some sort of, we could get that on the schedule or get those programs reviewed or something, but I was kind of thinking of that.
So the instructors want to do some dance, Zumba for kids, the Zumba instructor. I forget her name. She came in.
Karina?
No, the other one.
Karina?
Yes. Yeah. She's interested.
I haven't talked to her. Okay.
Yeah, she came and spoke to me, and she's interested in doing some something like that. Actually, outdoors with the kids.
Yeah.
Chris isn't done yet.
I was just wondering, how's the Discovery Moms Club? What's their input so far? Have we reached out to them? Or
okay. Do they exist?
Yeah, they do.
And the other thing that I would think we might be open for would be if there would be a karate taekwondo type of instructor in town that might want to come out and do classes in Discovery Bay. They've never had an opportunity before. I think they might have a successful class without. I remember driving Joey into Brentwood every Wednesday afternoon after school, and so I think it might be. Although there's probably a zillion of them and they all have a different whatever they call them, but
she.
Yeah, whatever, chi. Chai tea. No, that's it. Know. Starbucks.
Really good, too.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It would be something that I think would be great to offer to the community and to our children in the community is somebody that might have some sort of a self-defense or taekwondo, karate, whatever it might be.
One of the things that we're going to have, I'm going to show you in a few minutes, with respect to Earth Day, is going to be a... when we get to that item, we'll explain it. But I think they'll play
it well. So, any other comments from the committee with regards to community programming suggestions? What possible action are you looking for? None.
Just if, leave it there.
Don't we have a survey that has the top 20 activities? And are we going after each of those activities based on?
Stay tuned.
Okay. that's our kind of our guide, and so I'm hoping that we're going to keep working on that.
We did invest in guerrilla warfare or whatever, that monkey survey or something. Item E6, please.
The board over here. This is our current existing layout as we see it. This was developed a number of months ago by Mark Lee, who's been involved with the project. He's a local architect for a number of years. He drew up some of the initial plans. So if you can take that first board down.
You have to click.
And we're gonna have these at the Earth Am on Saturday. This is using the existing building right here, the renovated building. And in a few years' time, come in and possibly build this building here, which could either be more classes, it could be a banquet hall, it could be a number of different things. It can't be classes and a banquet hall, but it could be, you know, classrooms and that sort of thing, or it can be a banquet hall with a kitchen and that, to try and fill the void that we have in the community. That one of the things that the survey came up with was that would be something that would be highly desirable. As we move forward with our negotiations with the county and the Hoffman Company, that might be a possibility that could, depending on timing, depending on dollars, that could be something that could come online relatively in the relatively near future, you know, 3 to 5 year time frame.
What do you estimate the cost of that additional building to be? And the ancillary improvements?
$3 to $4 million.
Yeah, so we would still be short a couple million bucks.
Yeah, and that would also include the parking lot. The parking lot improvements would more than likely go in at that point in time. But at this point in time, what else would happen is this function in this building right here would then move permanently to that location. So now you have some other revenue sources, if you will, to help offset some of the costs associated with that. So it's not all on parks and recreation zone 8 landscaping. Zone 8, if you will. Sue, if you can pull it down, the next one. This is the grand scheme, is that in the final scheme, as I presented this to you before at the first committee meeting, that this building here, the current building, is torn down, and then we would, this second phase that I mentioned a moment ago, would be designed and built so that it would just eventually tie right into the rest of the facility. And then if money was no object, you can finish off the swimming pool. The splash pad is over here. We're programming the splash pad to be, so it would be in one place, and it would not necessarily need to be, it would not need to be moved at all.
Thank you.
And then if you can go to the next one there, Sue. This is the building in its current layout, but with walls moved, bathrooms flipped, the bathrooms, as you know, are over here on this side. They would flip over here to where the kitchen is, thereby opening up two classrooms here. The aerobics room, or the what do you call it, an X room?
Group X.
Group X would be this room here for just a number of different activities. It could be the dance classes. It could be taekwondo. It can be aerobics. It can be any number of things. A room here to be used for classroom, bingo, senior programming, a meeting such as this, and then some space over in this area in here for just congregating and sitting down and having a cup of coffee and having Wi-Fi, having some staff space there for Farron and her staff over here to help offset some of the costs there. And that, while this plan is certainly not in a final form by any stretch, it's just something that we talked with the architect about, and what can we do if we use the existing facility without moving any exterior walls, what can we get out of it? And that was his first cut. Well, it wasn't his first cut, but it was the one that seemed to work the best for everybody that was laying eyes on it. And so I want to hand down and pass this out.
And I would point out that all this, if was done prior to this committee even existing.
Yes.
This was done.
Well, we presented this to the committee at the
very first meeting. We did, but I just want you to know that there's input to go yet.
It's just a possibility.
Just a possibility. And Carol, can you? If, assuming we're going to eliminate the fitness component, the economies are only going to get worse as the economy improves, the economies of construction, that is. And so this is a schedule that has currently from April 15th, from today to June 30th, open as business, ongoing revenues previously authorized by the board. In June, the board is going to approve the FY 2013-14 budget. And one of the considerations could be to also allocate $400,000 to renovate this building. The suggestion would be that during July 1 through September 30th, we let design contracts out to the architect. We design it, get our plan specs engineering, go to plan check, go out to bid. September 30th, you shut it down. October 1st, your construction contracts have been let. You start construction, you have a 90-day construction window, and on or about January 1st of 2014, we open up with a new facility, newly renovated facility. You know, there's a lot of ways to skin the cat. This would get us to a facility that would provide the greatest opportunity and flexibility to have classes. You can have one here and one here. It's a room divisible in two. You can have something going on here and here all at the same time. One of the things we talked about with the swimming pool is that when the moms come in and they bring their kids, their younger kids, and this is next year, and they come in the front door and they pay their $3 or $4, whatever it costs to go use the swimming pool, they pick up a rec brochure while on their way out. Go outside, and as they're sitting there watching their kids swim, they're flipping through the brochure and they say, I didn't know that you had a class, an arts and crafts class here. I didn't know I could take this type of a class here. And so the idea was that beginning next calendar year, we could really open up and we give staff, you know, slowly get through this year, do the best we can with what we have through the remainder of this year during the construction phase. Start to really working on those types of programming, types of classes that would be successful. And as one of the recommendations in the Green Play Report is to start out slow, start out moderate. Don't offer everything at once because you just can't handle it. You just have to build upon it. And one of the recommendations was to work with your neighbors and your surrounding communities, what works best for them and this with this clientele. And roll those types of classes out. You know, don't recreate the wheel. So that's something that doesn't necessarily need to be determined this evening, but it is something I would like to get some feedback from the committee on. Is this something you would like staff to pursue from a budgetary and from a standpoint? Is this something that you would like to see us embark upon?
Comments from the committee.
I would absolutely like to have you pursue it and come up with more detailed information for us. My big question is, and I know nothing about building buildings, but as you said, it doesn't sound like we're doing anything with exterior walls, only moving interior things around. So I guess my only question is, does it really take 3 months to go through the phase of design PSE bid and then 3 more months to do the construction? I mean, why couldn't we open this?
There's your expert right there. He's going through plan check right now.
I got through my plan check fairly simple, but it was like 2 restrooms and a TI improvement.
Uh-huh.
So that would be all of that at least.
Yeah.
This is going to require...
This is probably a fairly generous schedule.
It's going to require a new roof. It's going to require a new exterior. It's going to require bathrooms moved. What's not in here are showers that are going to have to be in place. They can be outside showers, but there's going to have to be showers there. So those would probably go... The current showers are right in here, and they're going to be moved. The bathrooms are going to be moved over here. The showers would more than likely be on the outside here or somewhere down by the pool. But you have to have the pool, the showers have to get to 110 degrees Fahrenheit. That's the code that they need to be at, if I'm not mistaken. You know better than I do. But in the information, we're learning that the showers do need to be able to get to 110 degrees Fahrenheit, and so you can't just have a warm shower. They have to be able to maintain that over the course of a period of time. And so the best way to do that, we thought, since we already have sewer there, would be to put showers possibly just on the outside of the bathroom wall there. It's not a common UCL on homeowner associations where they have a building that's their bathroom, and then on the outside, between the men's and the ladies' rooms, they have a shower built in.
We got that over in the projects.
You do?
Yeah, where I live.
So this is something that we've been kind of kicking around internally for a while. We haven't really, $400,000 is probably a little on the high side, but it might not be. I haven't spent any time trying to come up with cost estimates.
There's furnishings and such, too.
Yeah, there's FF&E that has to go into it and that sort of thing. And so it's probably going to be in the $350 to $450 range before everything is said and done.
Any comments for you, Marianne? Diane?
Well, I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
It's giving more hope, and I'm really glad you're going to show it this weekend. People just keep asking.
I would, based on my experience on the CSD Board of Directors, I would make sure that we were clear that as we move forward with this and as the committee addresses these options and starts moving towards making a recommendation to the board, that staff carefully look at the length of time you intend this building to stay this way as an investment. I'm all for it. Let me first say I'm not trying to remember I wear two hats here, and I just know what the board's going to say. Why are we putting $400,000 into a building that eventually we're going to tear down? And that's a good question, but not necessarily a valid point, because I think really what we're looking at here is being able to fund this with existing funds, and the only way we're going to move into phase three is with help from the community, and that may or may not ever come. Depending on what the economy does. So, staff, bring that component to us. Bring that thought process to us as we discuss these. It is, we intend this to be a 5-year project, or we intend this to be used this way for the next 5 to 7 years, or whatever you're thinking is going to be your long-term plan, and how you feel that might move forward. I think we need to be discussing that as a committee also and saying, hey, listen, board, we understand that we're asking you to take $400,000 and put it into a building that we're going to eventually tear down. But we aren't going to eventually tear that building down for 8 years.
Or more.
So in the meantime, those kind of thoughts have to occur, and those discussions have to be made by this committee as we move forward also.
That's right.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I just want to clarify, though. Is this just for the building? $400,000, or I don't understand the scope of the renovation. Does that include fixing the fences or fixing the basketball court? Or is this just for the building, the $400,000?
This is just the building at this point in time. The building, just this building right here. The concept was that we could renovate this building right here, and it could be there for an awfully long time with the proper renovation. It could stay for another 30 years. In the meantime, we think we can come in and do this building right here and blend it in nicely.
Really? We can make it look that bad?
And then And then if we really, you know, if the community is supportive and they're willing to step up to the plate financially, you know, we can come up with the final number. In fact, Farron and I have been discussing the past couple of weeks about the possibility. We're going to have to do some consolidation of some of our zones here with our park zones. And it's going to be probably 3 to 5 years out before that's going to take place. So there might be an opportunity at that point in time to kind of move into that direction. But we don't, that's too far outside of our forecast range right now. But with as we go to take over the new parks, Slifer and Regatta, the county wants us to also take over the funding source of it. Instead of having them collect the revenues, they want us to collect the revenues at a certain point in time. They'll continue to collect them for us, but eventually they want us to collect them. Which is funny because they would end up collecting them anyway, and they store them in their bank account
There's a lot of issues. Look on my face.
There's not on the agenda. A lot of issues with it, and we're trying to work through them. But anyway, that would be their desire. Was it during 3 to 5 years to move off that to get that to happen? So there's some things that are in the works with that, and we'll see what happens.
I'd also like on the renovation plan of that building. Can we explore the cost of that center courtyard area if we could? Because I looked at the foundation, it looks like you could float a floor across there and modify the roof structure and have it more
this area right in there.
Yeah.
Pick up the big one.
The building again.
Okay.
This
area right in there.
Yeah, if somehow that could become useful space in the plan. I think if we're going to... We're gonna take a bite. Let's capitalize on what we've got there, or if that's just a covered cabana area, I don't know what it would be, but it might be some space we could use.
Yeah. Okay. Any further discussion? I like the direction and the proactive thought process.
We will come
here.
Back to this committee as we move further on with that.
Great. Earth Day.
Earth Day is Saturday, my goodness. We've got a lot to do, but we've got a lot done. We've got over 42 vendors signed up to participate. 45 vendors signed up for Earth Day. We've got, I don't know how many volunteers, but we've got quite a few of them. Not as many as last year yet. Unfortunately, the Discovery Bay Press they missed it, but they didn't put our advertisement. They put the press release in. But they did not put the ad in the newspaper, so wow. I'm working with them right now to try and get them. Hopefully, try and get a full page ad out of them for their full cost. So we'll see what happens. That would go out on Friday. But the chamber's participating. They're putting the whole team together to participate. I know that the Garden Club, your team there is pretty much well formed and ready to go on Saturday. If you've been over there, you can see the pre-work that's going in over at Slifer as well as over here for the garden. The irrigation's starting to go in over there. The site's looking pretty good. And one of the things that I do want to show you, Director Steele, you were mentioning this a minute ago. We need more stick-em.
Yeah, I know.
This came up at the...
If we just had a flat screen TV we could put stuff on, that would be awesome.
Well, but I want to show you what it is.
I'm just kidding. I'm just giving you a bad time. I love this.
So what we're going to have is we're going to hand out little dots to people. We have three of these boards.
Right.
Four boards. With different, they're all different.
With the different.
So people can go and put dots on different things. What are they interested in? So we can get an idea for what type of programming they would like to see. What is it they're trying to get? Mm-hmm. And this was Chris Steele's idea, actually. Chris and Pat O'Toole from Greenplay came up with this when he was here, talked about it. And so we went ahead and did that. And we're going to be asking you tonight for volunteers, hopefully, if you have time on Saturday
volunteer
to work
Chris.
On this. I know he did. And you're working it already. So we've got some of these
and
boards
ball.
That we're working on.
It's our non-scientific.
It's interactive.
Yeah, no, I like it. And you know, because guys, as a what we have to continue to, as a committee, we have to continue to think of as we, I mean, we're dealing with a bunch of nuts and bolts and difficult decisions and having people not happy with decisions we're making and some people thrilled with decisions we're making. But the bottom line is we have to continue to think about how we are going to engage the community and the community center. And this is a perfect way during Earth Day, it was great timing to bring it all together and to engage the community so they understand that this is for them. This is no, it's not, you know, anybody can walk in the door, anybody can go back on the lawn, and it's for everybody.
This is going to be the banner that's going to be hanging in the booth.
That's for my doc.
So we'll have one of these.
Your doc.
What'd you say? Oh, for your doc. I'm
not even going there.
We've got a sign on the building.
We haven't had a sign on the building.
That's funny than me saying it.
We have two sizes of these. This is the smaller one. I have to have a little larger one.
We've had your word for it. You don't have to unroll it.
It's okay. No.
Great. Good job. Are you guys really ready for this, man? It's a big deal.
Well, I mean, she should have no.
Farron looks like she's
Sue and Farron have done a great job. And we tested the barbecue on Friday. The barbecue hadn't been used in probably 20, 15 years.
It still hasn't been used.
Yeah, and we only tested half of it because the grills weren't in very good shape, but it seemed to work fine. And we got the band coming in the afternoon, 45 vendors. We've got a bunch of the local car dealers are going to be there with some of their eco-friendly vehicles. I believe Toyota, Ford, and Chevrolet are going to be there. Yep, there will be for the volunteers in the morning. There's a little, what do they call it? The green snacks.
Granola bars.
The granola bars and little green packages. And then there's a food truck coming in during the day, and you can buy food from the food truck. And then in the evening there'll be the barbecue. The barbecue is pretty much hot dogs.
Remember, I'm vegan, so make sure you have tofu there.
I will remember that. Did I miss anything on Earth Day, you guys?
The dog parade.
Oh, the dog parade. That's right. Bring your dogs. 11
There's
o'clock.
A pickleball tournament.
Halo is doing a dog parade around the facility. Best dressed dogs. So bring your dogs.
First mutt strut. Nice.
Okay. Any other update about the Earth Day? Any other comments or input or?
What time do you want people to get there?
Yeah. Where are my shirts?
Well,
what time?
What are you doing?
A setup.
7:30.
7:30 for setup.
What time would you like Leanne there?
7.
To work?
What time?
Right. 7.
7 o'clock. Right.
7 o'clock. We have volunteers coming at 8 to start projects. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of need
we'll
to be
early.
Up and ready to go and have everything.
Sign in.
Yeah. If you're wearing. Okay, so what's the significance of the brown t-shirt? Does that mean that we're volunteers? Or does that mean we're staff?
Only staff got the staff and the board got the brown shirts.
Okay.
So that people that are there, if they have questions, they know to go to someone in the brown shirt.
Yeah. We debated the target, on the back.
Thank you.
The lion's supposed to wear their.
I carry one with me at all times. I don't need any help with that.
Well, last year, the lions wore their lion's vests or yellow.
Any other? You guys are just doing awesome. I can't imagine the logistics. All I know is a truck showed up with. You guys are giggling over there. You know, my confidence level's kind of.
Yes.
What time's the memorial?
Those start working.
8 o'clock.
Okay.
And then it has all the vendors, all the sponsors, and paid for everything on the back.
Oh, but we can line out the press.
They still contributed.
Okay, so. We've already gone through the swimming pool.
I'm sorry. Can I ask quite one
question? Absolutely.
On that swimming pool thing, so based on what you said for the periods for the equipment and installation, it sounds like you're just saying that we'll have the pool open around June 1st.
We're hoping for Memorial Day. That's our goal. That's what we're shooting for.
No.
It's going to be
May 15th. The pool will be completed. No, May 24th. I read it in the green place.
So I read it too.
May 24th. The pool will be completed.
Don't always believe what you read.
I do it when it's in the Contra Costa Times.
May 24th.
That was your plug for the night there, Mr. Paul. Okay. Next Community Center Committee meeting has been scheduled for the 22nd And we are going to, most of the responsibility will be on the committee to read and study and be ready, prepared to ask what, to discuss the screenplay as an interactive group and then whatever input from the staff. And so.
Any of you, the public members, you'd like to have, like I said, ask any questions, give me a call, send me an email.
So after we go through the green play recommendations, we're going to add our recommendations, we're going to make a recommendation to the board to adopt this plan.
What we will do is we will then go back to green play with our comments and recommendations to them, and they will then finalize the document. And we'll come back to you one last time, and then it'll theoretically go to the board at some point in time.
And that'll give us a map of what we're going in the future. Okay, perfect.
And the board, just for informational purposes, has received a draft copy of the same report, and will probably have their own ideas too. But anything else for the kids? We covered? No, we good to go. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.